WMFO Medford.
Feels good, yeah. Let me love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails, Lord, I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, you're driving me crazy. Couldn't it reach and whip all the fire?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is 1:58 and we are saying goodbye.
This is Anything and Everything on WMFO. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can catch us next week, next Wednesday, 1 p.m. here at this station.
Check up on our Facebook page for updated photos of Sweatpants or Real Pants and potentially a new cover photo.
Yeah, and maybe our page not getting unpublished. We'll check on that too.
But for now, enjoy the rest of William Tell Overture. Thank you. Have a good week.
Woo!
Sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now,
now, you know, we gonna up you on how we just chill.
Dial up 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus she got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest dog I ever seen. The weather's keen in Cali, getting weed, it makes her feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibrations. So many females, so much inspiration.
I get inspired by the blunts too. Up front, you, if you hang with the bunk crew. I roam the strip for bones to pick. When I find one,
Friggity fresh.
Hey, how's it going?
On the souls of mischief. Mischief. On the grind today.
That's how we chill from 93.2.
What day are we today? What's the date?
The date. It should be April 10th.
Wrong.
I think. Wow, yeah.
April 11th. Currently in the status of avoiding the calendar.
Oh, it's April 11th. My bad.
Try to move backwards in time instead of forwards into the future. But for right now, we are tuned in with you here at the present at 91.5 WMFO. You are listening to Tufts Freeform Radio. This is DJ Beef Taco.
And this is DJ Happy Tear White. Hey.
The benefits of joyful crying. There was an interesting article posted on the BBC the other day about how scientists are getting closer to understanding why exactly those kinds of reactions have been found throughout human history. I can't give a full rundown. I think BBC journalists are in the game in a way that I am not yet. But
benefits of crying, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the benefits
any
of
benefits that
the health benefits of joyful crying. Yeah.
Oh, great, cuz I don't know if anyone knows, but my DJ name, DJ Happy Tear White, is based on my actual habit.
Proclivity.
I habit because I can't control it, actually. But my tendency to cry when I laugh, it happens. And then I wipe my tears sometimes on those that entertain me as a form of affection, maybe.
That makes me think of the Billie Holiday song, Smile. Not sure exactly what the connection is, but the lyrics of that song are, smile when your heart is breaking, smile though the world is aching, you'll know it's all worthwhile. And then it kind of has this little jazzy interlude. If you just smile. So if you just happy cry. We've got some incredible hits coming to you today. Here on Wait a Minute. We also have some campus news updates we'd like to start with. Some things happening around that we have become privy to, whether through our own ears, eyes, or the sources of other people. So once the 96 passes, the 96 should have a theme song of its own. 96 till infinity.
A little jingle? Like when you get on, it's like,
this is how we chill! From Medford Square to Harvard.
No, from Harvard to the
hill. You know, they don't go anywhere near Winter Hill.
I wonder if we can, we could start our own business of making theme songs for just things you wouldn't expect to have theme songs. I feel like that could bring in some business.
I think
companies develop your own theme song. So easy. Everyone, most people, I feel like they would drive with a little jingle welcoming them onto their morning commute, which, sometimes can be a bit a sour time of the day.
I have a proposition for anybody out there who's looking for a theme song. You could try this one. Hold on, I'm gonna play it real quick. That's the hand dryer theme song.
Yeah, I think that's generally what it takes to make a theme song. You add a little,
you just take the thing that you're trying to advertise for, record the sound, and then
Maybe a little light pink noise in the background as well. You mix it together, and then you can do a few just natural sounds coming from your own
heart.
From your heart. You can record your heart. I know someone who recently took a sounds class, and they didn't make music. They just made you could call it music, but they made different noise samples. And one, my friend, did a artificial heartbeat. And I didn't get to listen to it, but I'm curious how uncanny it will be, or if it's actually pretty easy to replicate. I'm sure it's pretty easy to replicate.
And I think it would be really interesting to write a response to that, you broke my artificial heart, and have that be sort of the album theme,
Yeah.
I had my artificial heart, here was the beat, and then something comes in and just breaks it.
Okay.
All right, without further ado, we're going to start you on these campus news updates.
Okay, so all observed events on Tufts University mm-hmm. campus today.
Mm-hmm.
Today I spotted a girl who had finally decided to make space in her life to do things that make her happy.
One other sophomore girl is distressed that her friends asked her to leave a club meeting because she was contagious with pink eye.
Freshman boy is working to live more intentionally, still purchasing 2 res muffins a day.
Yo, those res muffins.
Take one to go
if you want to go. If you're approaching your own funeral.
The bags get a little greased up, and then they're slipping everywhere. You know, greasy muffins.
There are rumors that the res puts screws in the muffins.
And that the muffins are 2,000 calories. I don't know what they put in them, but...
Oh, we got an update from the Crafts House. The Crafts House members removed the couch from the third floor, where they believed it would have stayed until the house was destroyed. The theoretical destruction, widely believed to be conducted by intervention from school administration, would have relieved the students from the shared burden of carrying the couch down the stairs, a process they reportedly hated, and hope that that couch dies. Many of these students are professed communists.
Also, Tufts University Science Professor Ming Chow attends Second University IR dinner.
This is
also in Ming on the Ming Watch. Also in the news is Ming reportedly pounds desk in frustration over recent Mark Zuckerberg news, and also the ignorance of society on security concerns breaks the desk. So we're calling Tufts facilities to the SEC building, please. We must clean up after Professor Ming Chow, who is reportedly quite having a conniption right now.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow.
We love you, Ming. We love you. Feeling of responsibility for the entire world and its security issues.
So I guess
shout out to Ming.
A little background on that news update from Ming Chow. We did have a reporter on site at the IR anniversary dinner, the 40th anniversary of the International Relations Program. And the reporter on site noticed that during the IR tenured professor research speeches, which are meant to be limited to 5 minutes, where professors who've been conducting their research for years are essentially asked to distill it into a quick, engaging 5-minute bit. At the moment that one of the professors who was speaking on the contemporary value of Simone de Beauvoir's theories also the writers of German or the writings of German writer Karen Vegas, at the 5-minute mark to the line, Ming Chow reportedly became very agitated and wrote on a piece of paper that was at his table, "Hasn't it been 5 minutes already?" and shared it with the rest of his table members. That's just a report. Not exactly sure the source of that one. But anyway, let's get going with a little song. I think we could use some music in here after those.
Maybe something that's not, the static that we were... So, maybe something not theme song related. But yeah, let's put something on.
If we are looking for something to get us started off, I think we could go with the Flying Stars of Brooklyn, New York, who hail indeed from Brooklyn, New York. They have a new number out called, oh my God. There's an explanation for the silliness you'll have in just a minute after this song, which is called My God Has a Telephone.
Listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Dance don't make me what I am. Dance gon' mess up all my friends. Dance go nuts when we jump in. Dance don't make me who I am. Dance don't make me what I am. Whippin', the foreign just so vicious. Listen, these hoes just want your mention. Trippin' on all the stupid issues. I swear that I don't miss you. Sun don't shine when you're not.
right, that was the Flying Stars of Brooklyn, NY. My God has a telephone. Nice choice. Nice pick, Haley.
Do you recognize that one by any means? By any?
Yeah, I recognize the song. Why do we have a shared memory?
I'll give you a hint. Your favorite weekend performer on Saturday night gave a little tribute to that song in vocal form at the Grand Ole all-nighter.
Oh, Haley. My friend Haley performed at the Grand Ole all-nighter this past Saturday, and she did. She gave a tribute to that song. It was quite beautiful.
The piano was decked out with
graced with that
nice lights that I was fiending for. I wanted to see if Jeff Rosich had not been in the building, I might have tried to dethrone the piano and take those lights home. But that was not an option. I'm going to get back to the music here in a second, but wanted to share some symposium news. So I suppose it's come to your attention that at Tufts, we have a lot of gatherings every single weekend for a new theme that professors have been seriously considering. Friday, there is a symposium happening supported by the Environmental Studies and the GDAE called DEMA, Reimagining Community Solutions to Climate Change with a Focus on France. Considering that I'm actually organizing this symposium, it would behoove me to know what GDAE stands for. But I am mostly just thankful for their support and would appreciate your support if you're out there and you're looking for an interesting conversation to join. It's not typical symposium format, much more democratic, discussion-based type of symposium. We're going to be talking to some incredible experts about what France is doing to empower communities in their fight against climate change. France is really leading the way. Two more symposiums coming up. One is the Food and Conflict Symposium on April 20th. Gotta say, I'm a little conflicted about whether to go there or to the Beats show in DeWick going on that night. It's a drumming show on April 20th. And then we have the Tufts University Famine Symposium right after the Food and Conflict Symposium. So we're celebrating all, you know, I wonder if they're going to serve food there. They tend to have food at symposia, but it seems a little inappropriate. I don't know, DJ Happy Tear Eye, what do you think? Tufts University Famine Symposium.
You know, it might be an interesting presence. A nice, but like a buffet, if you had like a buffet decked out, like some shrimp cocktail, as you're talking about these issues.
War-torn areas and...
You know, would I go for the food and like to learn a bit, you know? Yes. I think that's an appealing extra factor in the mix. I don't know, how do you feel about it, DJ Beef Taco? You seem to have something. Something's bugging you. Like, is it the...
I think I'm just hungry.
Oh, okay. Well, no snacks in the studio. Unfortunately, we must wait it out.
All right, I'm gonna call the French workers who 3 weeks ago went on their first labor strike under Emmanuel Macron's presidency. French workers are well known for their rail strikes. I would like to contact them to see exactly what methods they used so that we could get some of these buses to stop rolling by in the studio. But until we get feedback from them, we're going to switch to some music. Coming up here, we've got some...
We're going to throw on some JJ. JJ is a Swedish duo that takes and refactors songs, typically like hip-hop songs. Like, they do like covers of Lil Wayne, but these are covers unlike anything. They really remix them and make them something quite unique that you're about to experience. So let's put on JJ. This is called Things Will Never Be the Same Again.
Thank you. That we kept so well hidden, where there's no competition, and you render my condition, though improbable, it's not impossible, for a love that can be unstoppable. But wait, a fine line's between fate and destiny. Do you believe in the things that were just meant to be? When you tell me the stories of your quest for me, picturesque is the picture you paint effortlessly. And as our energies mix and begin to multiply, every day situations, they start to simplify. So things will never be the same between you and I. We intertwined our life forces and now we're unified.
Ever be the same.
Do you ever do that where you like type in a song name and then all of a sudden you've listened to 10 of the same song names over and you're like, wow, what a variety for one sentiment or one like same line of thought.
I definitely recommend doing that with Jesus. There's a song, Jesus Be a Fence, by Fred Hammond, and great song, really fantastic gospel music there, but you get some really interesting ones that follow. So, you know, yeah, feel free to enter your favorite.
When I, like, realized there's Christian rap and, like, things like that, and like, wow, new.
Spotify, forever introducing you to the corners of the world that you otherwise would be locked away from. So we want to talk a little bit about a new segment of ours that we're going to be bringing to you on the show called...
What's the Beef?
Oh,
sorry, a little drum roll.
What's the beef? So you may know me as DJ Beef Taco. And you may be wondering, what is that about? Well, our new segment, What's the Beef, is motivated by a desire to get under the surface of the lives of those shiny, tough students all around us and really get at the things that get their goats. You know, the things that they see in the world or that they encounter in their personal lives that, frankly, piss them off. So participants who are willing to share their beef with us, your hosts, will be invited to profess their beef on air. Depending on our mood, our commentary on said beef may be judgmental, but ultimately, we simply aim to create an environment in which beef can stew. There may be follow-up to the beef by other guests if it is significant enough to stir a response.
Hey, so we did have some difficulties recruiting a lovely participant to put their beef on air today. The beef was out of stock. We certainly still found some spice in the cabinet, though, with some interesting reactions that we received to the question,
What's the beef?
So we're going to do a little role play scenario here where I will be myself asking others what's the beef, and DJ Beef Taco will be the
beef presenter.
Yeah, the person who received my what's the beef questioning. Okay, so today you meet the lovely Carolyn, who I spotted at the campus center. Hey, Carolyn, what's up? I just have one question for you. Do you have any beef with anyone?
You know, the person who I despise most on this campus doesn't even know I exist. She's vegan.
Ooh, so do you dislike vegans or something?
No, I just can't really imagine this person without associating her with something that just dumbfounds me. When people tell me they don't eat any animal products at all, I'm like, what? What? And, you know, I'm a pretty tolerant person. I want to know. I ask the vegans why they're vegan, and they're all like, environmental and health reasons. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
It was like a confused yeah. It was like,
and I'm like, it's yeah.
It's like, that makes sense. Like, you want to do all these wonderful things.
But also, if your veganism is motivated by a vague environmental and health sentiment rather than like, meat is highly correlated with coronary artery disease.
But also food, come on, you know, that's just an intimate part of our life experience. I mean, like, you're drastically cutting out your experience of food, just food opportunities, food combinations. I think that's kind of where Carolyn, right, you're going with that a little bit? Maybe not.
Yeah, like, for you, but. Yeah, but I would come on the radio, but she like doesn't even know I exist, so.
So it's not worth it.
All right, now, as DJ Beef Taco, I'd just like to say a word to the wise. When somebody hates you, they just might use your dietary preference as a proxy for your identity. So, watch your preferences. All right, what's going on with Lewis? Tell me about Lewis. What'd you see?
Lewis. So I approached Lewis. Lewis is my friend, so I'm like, hey, Lewis, are you free at 2? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
I was like, do you have any beef with anyone on campus?
My face grows dark and pained. yeah, well, I mean, I'm not really sure I would talk about it on the I mean, I don't even know if I could explain it.
It's just for my radio show.
We're doing
this segment called What's the Beef, where we spoof radio shows that dig into people's personal lives and try to fix people's sometimes problematic and failed attempts at love.
So we're gonna come on together? Definitely not.
No, they would have to go on a week after you to follow up, so don't worry, you won't have to be on.
You do not want them coming on your show. You do not want your airwaves to be putrefied by this person's verbal diarrhea.
All right, well, we're gonna leave Lewis there at the Tufts Meyer Campus Center, staring off into space, face distraught and still darkening,
swaying from side to side.
Lewis is a dementia.
Lewis.
As vast as space and as timeless as infinity, it is the middle ground between light and shadow that Lewis stands. Between science and superstition.
Lewis.
And it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is the area that we call here at WMFF Studio
the Twilight Zone.
All right, that was Valis Alps with their famous tune, Young. Time forever favors the young. As I look around at these freshmen, I'm not so sure about that. But anyway, we wanted to go ahead and give a quick shout out to a dear friend at the station. His name is Jesse Metzger. He is currently in Colorado Springs, Colorado, celebrating his 22nd birthday. And we wanted to just, you know, show him a little love out here in Medford.
Happy birthday,
Jesse. Jesse is loved by all. Happy birthday. Also, a little birthday shout out to our man, Josue, tuning in from wherever on the map you are. Possibly also in Colorado. Seems like Colorado has attracted some cool people these days.
Hey,
Yosue.
Doing well out there.
But in honor of Jesse's birthday, we're going to play a song by the one, the only, Lionel Richie.
This is your birthday song, Jesse.
Once you get started, you can't sit down.
All right. I'm gonna party all night long with Lionel Richie. And as long as he is in the building, it is always a party. Always appreciate a reminder that Lionel Richie exists. We're gonna get out of here in just a second, but before that, we have a public service announcement.
Yeah, we got some numbers for you to think about. And the worldwide cost of American healthcare. So the annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. Ooh. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP.
Yeah, and basically, we just want to acknowledge that the United States' entire population is actually less than 5% of the entire world. However, 5% of Americans account for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the United States on healthcare, which is just about 2% of the world's entire economy is devoted to only the medical cost of 0.25% of the planet's population. So whoever left the truck full of soggy French fries outside of Dowling Hall, please either consume them rapidly or rapidly dispose of them, because they are starting to tempt us over here in the studio. We're going to go and get those soggy French fries.
All right. And yeah, I think that's about it for our PSAs today. Just to reinforce soggy French fries, get out of there. Also, the mixed ketchup and mayonnaise. I don't understand, but don't leave it behind for me.
Mm-mm.
I don't like it.
Leave no ketchup behind.
Russian dressing.
Russian dressing. We have a recommendation for you.
Russian dressing.
Yeah, ketchup and mayonnaise. It's like a quick Russian dressing. Who knew, right?
Who knew? I wonder if anybody from Russia really...
Well, we used to have iceberg lettuce, right? Before we knew that romaine had more nutritional value. And you have iceberg lettuce with the Russian dressing.
Normal, nutritious.
Yeah, totally.
Nutritious meal for you.
Yeah, right.
Ketchup.
You get
ketchup.